Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Reed Duncan
and George Nero.
And you guys are with
Spruce Pine Rotary Club.
Well, it's good to have you guys back with us today. The 7th Annual Spruce Pine Barbecue and Bluegrass Festival is coming up this Friday, starting at 4 and running until 10. And then on Saturday from 10 until 10, let's talk about entertainment. What's the entertainment going to be like this year?
We're going to have the storyteller, Sherry Lovett, back. Mm-hmm. And she's going to do double duty. She's going to come Friday evening, and she's also going to work Saturday, late morning and early afternoon. So she's going to work with it. We have a first act on Friday is Tow River Drifters, and that's a local band, and it's Jacob Carroll. And he was here last year as Carolina Crossroads. Some of those boys went on to college and went off to other things, so yeah. He's got a new band, Tow River Drifters.
Uh-huh.
So they'll start the show off, and then the Bear Walla Band will finish the night and Friday night, which is George Gibbons, and I don't know if you know him, but he's the guy that plays the mandolin, and then he flips the mandolin around, and then he starts playing the guitar. And So he's real talented. Then the Saturday, really everybody on Saturday are the same bands that we had, not necessarily on Saturday, but the same bands we had last year, with the exception of we added the Maggie Valley Band,
which
I think it's three ladies, and they sound pretty good, and they're going to come in about the middle of the day. So it's a good setup.
And the entertainment runs from when to when on Friday and when to when on Saturday?
It's going to start at 5 o'clock on Friday and go to about 9:30 and then give everybody a chance to, you know, get out by 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday it starts at 11 o'clock and then it'll go to 9:30.
Okay. So lots of good entertainment. Cloggers. There'll be some cloggers there, I take it.
Cloggers. Yeah, the Barn Burners will be back.
They'll be back.
Coal Mountain is going to come with, we believe, with a smaller group this year because their lead guy, Jeff Atkins, is going to be on vacation.
Uh-huh.
So I think his brother or brother-in-law.
Some other folks. They'll be good.
Taking care of it. But it'll be a good show.
Yeah, well, that sounds great.
Good time to do a plug for our sponsors. We could not do this without our numerous sponsors. This year, Value Print once again, Mitchell News Journal and Alltech. We're just so pleased. And the volunteers. We could not pull this off. We utilize about 120 volunteers, and we just want to thank those individuals who have signed up. And you'll see them at the ticket gates. You'll see them all around. Can't do it without the sponsors. And this is our major fundraiser for Spruce Pine Rotary for the year. And George, what are some of the things that we are sponsoring once again this year?
Well, you know, we always do a lot for the education, Mitchell County education. So we do the high school scholarship, or college scholarship. We give one of those a year away. And then we do the essay, the four-way essay contest, which is a Rotary thing.
Yeah.
But we give nice prizes for that in first, second, and third place, and that's middle school. And then we also do a student of the year at Harris Middle School. We give a plaque. We give a plaque to them at the end of the year.
Oh yeah,
both a boy and girl. You know, so we're always doing things for that. We do the Alzheimer's research. That's really so much needed. We do a lot of contributions towards that. Polio is still. We almost have it beat. We were down to less than a dozen cases in the world.
Yeah.
So until you get to zero,
that's right.
Beat, but so that's really an ongoing project. And then we are doing the trail.
Over the mountain
Victory Trail.
Yeah.
We're helping with that. And so we are contributing to the kiosk and to trail maintenance. And so we do the sweat equity as well as a little money there, too.
Well, good. So as always, Rotary Club involved in a lot of really good things in the community. And again, this is your major fundraisers for the year. So
a trivia question for you. Do you know how many years Spruce Pine Rotary Club has been around?
How many years has the Spruce Pine Rotary Club been around? My answer would be a whole bunch. How many has it been?
You got it. This is our 90th year.
90th year of a Rotary Club in Spruce.
Wow.
I did not know that. That's pretty cool, too.
So we might sing ourselves happy birthday on stage.
I think you should. We'll make sure that happens.
Because we got this big-time radio personality that's going to MC this thing for us.
You mean you hadn't run that guy off yet?
No.
Now, Reed, this 90th year thing, he was one of the charter members.
Captain Hall and I are charter
members. That's what I thought.
We love it.
But I'm looking forward to being there. I appreciate you guys allowing me to come back and wander around the stage. It's always a fun time.
We love having you. We appreciate you. We really do.
I enjoy it, and I look forward to it. Oh, you've got a website scribbled down there. Don't you want to do it?
Absolutely. www.sprucepinebbqbluegrass.org. And all the information you'd ever want to know about Spruce Pine and the Barbecue Festival by Spruce Pine Rotary.
Well, gentlemen, I think it'll be a fun time this weekend. I think everybody ought to load up and come on out.
That'd be a good idea.
Excellent. Well, fellas, thanks for coming and talking to us, and look forward to seeing you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you, Bruce.
Remember, the 7th Annual Spruce Pine Barbecue and Bluegrass Festival is this Friday from 4 to 10 and Saturday from 10 to 10. Now, the low admission price, single day general admission, it's $5 per person per day if you go both days. Children 12 and under, free both days. There's going to be activities for the kids. There's going to be great entertainment and fantastic food and vendors as well. So you're invited to come out and be a part of it. Thank you to George Nero and Reed Duncan for visiting with us for the past 2 days from the Rotary Club of Spruce Pine. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.